you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, one of the ads that we're going to see during the Super Bowl is called Lucky Dog. And this dog is lucky. Lucky to have an owner that is the founder of WeatherTech, David McNeil.
Well, that shows floor match, right?
The fancy floor match.
Yeah, and any number of things. Yeah. But yeah, that's one of the main things they advertise.
They make the fancy cup holders that you can put your phone in.
Right.
I want one of those, by the way.
You hinting for Christmas?
All you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
Your birthday's coming up in August.
Yeah.
I'll get that for you.
It's about the same amount of time.
You're right.
And I get the same stuff.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nevertheless, we digress from WeatherTech founder David McNeil. He bought a 30-second, $6 million Super Bowl ad called Lucky Dog, and it tells the story of how his dog, Scout, was given a second chance by the veterinary school at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Colleen's in the room.
Three holes, no waiting.
Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
He also wants to raise money for the University of Wisconsin's veterinary program.
I missed this last line there. I was jamming Colleen. I was jamming her sound effect. Yeah. I was jamming her sound effect.
Sorry. WeatherTech founder David McNeil bought a 30-second, $6 million Super Bowl
ad
telling the story about how his dog, Scout, was given a second chance by the veterinary school at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Oh, that's nice.
Was he on academic suspension or something? Yeah.
He also wants to raise money for the University of Wisconsin's veterinary program. The Golden Retriever is still a patient there. He went through chemo and radiation for a tumor on his heart. Scout only had a 1% chance of surviving cancer, but aggressive treatment by UW seems to have done the trick.
See, that's
the 7-year-old dog is now thriving, and the tumor has all but disappeared.
Yep. That's where you got money, because we all love our dogs, but 1% chance of my dog living, and
for
it cost
cancer,
me 10, 15 grand, it was a nice life. Yeah.
Chemo, radiation,
it's
tumor
probably,
in the heart.
Yeah.
Probably more than that.
That's right.
And then $6 million for 30 seconds, well, thanking everyone.
He's doing that out of the kindness of his heart, obviously. But the fact is, the original cost him a bunch to get that dog fixed, right?
Right. Not everyone can afford that.
And 1% chance.
One.
I've been presented with that exact scenario.
1%?
Well, no, just the dog's probably got cancer. This is not good.
Right.
Vaya con Dios, mi amigo.
How much was the dog? How much did it fix it?
Oh, we didn't even ask.
You name your dog Mi Amigos?
Way to the Rainbow Bridge?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, it sucked. It was awful, but that was the decision.
It's just, I find it sad that $6 million to the vet clinic could have saved so many more dogs.
More dogs, mm-hmm. Yeah. Six,
so
you're
many,
right.
$6 million donated to the University of Wisconsin.
He's spending $6 million to raise money for them as well. That's part of the ad, is raising money
for
them.
Yeah, I understand that. But if he gives them $6 million, say this money's to be
That's
used
huge.
For people that can't afford to fix their dogs. Like, Puss's dog might still be alive, but Puss killed it.
Yeah, but maybe some other rich guy will step up and give these schools some money as well.
The $6 million in ads might turn into $20 million.
Maybe, or maybe. I don't know where that came from.
Maybe. All of a sudden, he's Australian.
He's got a little accent today.
All of a sudden, I went Australian, and I suck at that accent. But when I don't try it, it wasn't that bad. What the hell was that?
Well, you've been watching that show Avenue 5, that new one.
Yes,
HBO.
I love it. Yeah, it's a good.
Hugh Laurie's character in that, I love it. Yeah. He lists in and out of an English and American accent.
Right. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And they call it out on the show.
It is funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. So maybe That's how you pronounce it.
My baby.
Crikey. What the hell was that?
Crikey spent a lot of money on that.
But Colleen's right, though. I guess he assumes they're going to raise more money than the $6 million it cost him for the ad. But I would think $6 million would save a lot of dogs.
That's a nice chunk to start with.
Where like owners let it die like Bush did.
She was an older dog anyway.
I know. Listen, Bush. And you didn't even question the price? You didn't ask for the price?
No, no.
Because you didn't want to hear the price because your wife is going to make you pay for it.
No. Neither of us would have done that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just, it wasn't going to happen.
That's sad, though.
I
understand
it. It sucked.
Of course,
it was awful.
Right.
But we wouldn't, I mean, we couldn't, even if it was $1,000 or $2,000, we couldn't have done that.
Yeah. And 1%, you're not doing it. Nobody's doing it at 1%, unless you're this guy.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, if you got weather check money, you can do that.
If the dog dies, is he buying this ad?
No.
No, he's probably suing him.
No,
he's not going to do that either. He's saying, the 99% came through.
Right.
Right.
What are you going to do?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes. That and several million dollars will give you a chance.
That's quite the bar to have to hit, too. $6 million?
When I was getting, our dog that ate the chocolate that night, my movie cost me $370.
Right.
Yeah. 5 minutes of Uncut Gems cost me $370. That was booze, tickets, and the vet bill. And I guess my wife had posted something on Facebook about that, and a good friend of ours.
But you got out of that place before they started serving the Windex.
Yeah. No, it was a different thing.
I
was a day.
You could have ended up in the hospital. By the way, that was the wife of a friend of ours.
Yeah, I heard that. You told me that later, right?
And you could have had movies for free for life.
Yeah, I think you're going to want to get more than that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Our buddy Kelly texted me that day and said, our Yorkie hit his lifetime vet limit last year. Rainbow Bridge is next step. His bank is empty.
Sorry, puppy.
Yeah.
At CNN, they had an article and gave a quick history of psychedelics and their use in the field of mental health.
I'm against it.
In 1966, LSD declared illegal in the United States. Research projects closed or forced underground. In 1970, the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, signed the Controlled Substances Act into law, classifying hallucinogenics as Schedule I drugs. You know, no currently accepted medical use, high potential for abuse, that schedule.
Right.
Marijuana still a Schedule One,
probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Federally, yes.
Because some bozos like, you know, we got in charge.
Apparently the ban on research for psychedelics has been relaxed some. It seems that researchers are now saying that gold standard, double-blind, randomized trials have shown rapid, marked, and enduring anti-anxiety and depression effects in people with cancer-related and treatment-resistant depression after a single dose of psilocybin. Treatments with psilocybin, that's mushrooms generally, has also improved obsessive-compulsive disorder symptoms and alcohol dependence.
So if it works under controlled circumstances, good.
A single dose.
I don't know.
Dude.
Like, when we're having a little fun with some mushrooms back in the day, I assume we took more than a single dose.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I figured you were pretty careful about that stuff.
Because we would get the, 3-4 grams worth. And that was good for maybe a couple of guys.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it'll help with the OCD, maybe you should look into it, Tyler. Yeah. Then you don't have to swing back around to check the garage door every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm good with that.
Tyler's good.
Yeah.
Research on microdosing is in the early stages.
To a run of the day, and it was not open.
Surprise.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I do is when I'm backing out, I hit the garage door closer and I watch it close.
So do I.
Yeah, I do that too.
Todd, so do I.
As I
back
out of the driveway.
So do I.
But you're certain that like a rat's going to run underneath it and hit that little laser thing? And
I don't know what I am. No, I'm just an idiot. And it is. By the way, it is just a circle the way I drive. It's just a circle.
Oh, you make a lap every day?
Yes.
To make sure.
Duh.
And by the way, I've made listeners do that now from here on out. A lot of listeners hate me for that.
Because it's probably not open.
No.
But it might be.
It might be.
So
it's just a circle, too. I'm not stopping at stoplights. It's a circle. It's one big circle, not a cul-de-sac, a whole circle around the neighborhood. It goes in a circle.
Yeah, but you got to go slow. So that adds,
Oh, no, there's old ladies walking, right. Yeah.
3 to 4 minutes to your commute time, at least.
Oh, so is there, I was just wondering, I wonder if there's one neighbor who sees you every morning.
Probably.
Look at this a-hole.
Yep, yep. Well, they say that when they just see me.
What is up with this dude? Making a circle every morning and then out the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't be up then when I'm up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this straight. What? This didn't quite dawn on me. You close the garage door. You sit there in the driveway.
Well,
you watch the garage door close. You look at it while it is closed.
Yes.
At that point,
right?
As you are looking at it with it closed, and it's been closed for 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds at this point.
Yes.
At that point, you pull out of the driveway.
Right.
Go around the block.
And then hit the headlights in the house and see it.
And hit the headlights.
Because I drive towards the house on the last part of the circle, right towards the house.
Okay. I was just making sure.
And no, there's no rhyme or reason. That's why it's called OCD.
Yeah. Right.
But at least it's the small one.
Right.
And it's called checking syndrome, which is a version of OCD.
At least you don't have to go back in the house to check
something. No, if I start doing that, you know, I check locks at night. When I lock up the house.
But you're not combing the fringe on the rug.
No, none of that. None of that.
You're not Mark Summers.
No, yeah, then I'm popping mushrooms, you know.
That's a precursor to that.
No, I've been doing this for a long time.
That's total OCD.
Yeah. No, those guys, every bottle and glass,
Or the ones who have to, like, touch something like 3 times.
None of that.
When you check the lock, you've got to go closed, open, closed, open, closed, open, closed. Okay.
Nope.
Now I can move on to the next one.
Nope. Don't do that.
People think I'm mentally ill.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Well, I am. But, you know.
I've said this to
There's
me.
Many
the
forms.
Checking syndrome. I've talked about this before for years on this show.
I'm pretty sure
it doesn't help me.
As far as the most mentally ill guy on the show, I'm tied for first.
Yep.
Aren't we all?
I think you're pretty good.
Yeah. I just hide it better.
He's got that small town.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, he can't open up?
No. He's got the farm thing and all the weird stuff happened when he was a kid.
Yeah, but he's not open up about that.
No, he's real open about it, you know. Being bullied as a kid, that kind of crap.
I got scars, Don.
Yeah,
he's trust
got scars.
Me.
I know.
Yeah.
You share some of them, but I don't think you shared them all.
Well, he's not weird.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Look at us three.
Yeah, I you know. Look, I fell into this crowd for a reason.
Us three.
I got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You got nothing. Right.
I ain't been here for 20 years because I don't fit in.
Right.
I got
It's because we fit in.
I got all right.
Hey-o.
It's a good thing we hired Nick because Nick is a straight arrow.
Right.
he's got no issues.
Right.
Nick has no issues. It's crazy.
That's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Keep the rest of us in line.
I think he was already on board when I told him how to handle that hate mail. You know, you're already full of, I am anyway, self-loathing.
Right.
So the hate mail would have no effect on
you.
You're way ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's that.
I would have thought I would have gotten extra hate mail after that rap the other day, but they know better.
That was a good rap. You said nobody hates you more than you do, right?
Right.
Yeah, which is everybody pretty much.
So no one tried to prove that they actually do hate you more than you
no,
do?
No, because they know they can't top that. I know the history. I go way back.
Yeah.
Me and me go way back.
Yeah.
You know all your dark secrets.
I do.
I like to forget mine.
I don't forget mine.
Yeah, I would like to, but I don't.
I had one emailer liked the line.
Yeah.
I don't remember delivering it, but I hated me long before you knew me.
Yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I got tweeted that out. I love that. But now they hate Nick. As he's driving here.
Yeah,
no, they don't. They don't hate Nick.
They're going to figure out that Nick feels the same way.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So now the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, or MAPS, is in the final phase of a gold standard study administering MDMA or ecstasy to 300 people with severe PTSD from any cause. Results of the second phase showed that 68% of people no longer met the criteria for PTSD at a 12-month follow-up.
Just for some,
how about just a headache? How about just a headache that Trump said to the soldiers?
Yeah,
how about just a headache?
No, just had
a headache.
Before the study, they'd suffered from treatment-resistant PTSD for an average of almost 18 years.
This is a PTSD, a big, which comes in many forms.
I know it comes in many forms, not just soldiers.
Traumatic brain injury is just a headache.
Right, just a headache to the commander-in-chief.
So now the FDA has declared MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for PTSD a breakthrough therapy.
But they're going to stop it. We found out that weed could be good for certain therapies, too, and come on. The rickets of the world still run places.
The FDA hasn't declared that, though.
Oh,
the FDA has declared.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for PTSD, a breakthrough therapy.
Yeah, that's a gateway. That's a gateway to red solo cups at football games.
They want to turn this into an FDA-approved prescription treatment by the end of 2021. Sexual assault, war, violent crime, and other traumas.
Would that be on a federal level? Or is this going to go state to state?
FDA.
FDA.
Federal.
But states can probably say we're not using it, right?
No.
They can't? We need a psychotherapist to check in. Not on us. That takes more work.
DMT apparently helps. Ayahuasca.
That sounds right.
It is, actually.
Is it? I didn't know.
Yeah, I think the microdosing stuff has caught on. Are they doing a lot of studies on it?
Under
in the last couple of years.
Under supervision, right? You just don't take it and hang
correct.
Out. Put on Floyd and sit in the room and you're going to be fine.
Yeah, that doesn't work as well.
No.
No,
it's probably a good night, though.
You're not.
Oh, it is. It's great.
You're not taking a whole tab of acid. You're not eating a whole bag of mushrooms. Yeah. It's a regulated dose.
Very, very small.
Yeah,
you take as much as the doctor tells you when the doctor tells you.
Right. Yeah, you're not.
And no more.
You're not tripping or anything. You're just getting medicated. And apparently it helps.
Good.
Yeah. So the DMT or the ayahuasca has been helpful in treating alcohol, tobacco, and cocaine addiction. LSD helps anxiety.
See, people got real problems. You know, we don't have real problems. You know, that's why when you can't really bitch if you don't have real problems. You can, but, you know, you got it better than other people.
Well, I've had the anxiety my whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
I should look into that LSD.
Maybe you shouldn't.
I think I should.
Not a full dose. You want to take it and put on some Floyd's.
No, I would actually like it to see if just a small dose would help my anxiety. I'm tense and nervous.
Hi, I'm Todd.
I can't relax.
Well, you could probably find out.
I suppose I could. I mean, the woman that I talked to, she's just a therapist.
Would she recommend you you dose out? You dose one?
No, she's not in the position to do that.
Oh,
I would have to go to someone with an MD.
Right.
Now, there is someone in that office who can prescribe medication, and I could talk to him.
Yeah, isn't that the difference between a psychologist and a
psychiatrist?
Psychiatrist
can actually write you a prescription.
Right. Dr. Mina's going to hear this and give us some information on what she thinks about this, too, so that'll help, too.
Just a therapist. I forget the
We'll get a second opinion from Dr. Mina. That works out well for you, doesn't it, Craig?
Stupid saving your life.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know.
that's where the issues are.
It's
not like I'm the only one.
Exactly.
There's four letters that come after the lady I talked to. You know, she's a licensed therapist, but not a doctor. You know, not an MD. Can't prescribe medicine.
Well, if she's been listening to your stories for years now, she might not think you need any more help. Or she'd probably recommend it. You better go get some drugs, dude.
Oh, yeah. She would have sent me to the guy next door.
Exactly. So I think she could probably work it out. Yeah.
You know what you need is a microdose of LSD.
Right.
Yeah, if she thinks you're not that bad, maybe you're not that bad.
Yeah, you're right.
It could be.
Yeah.
She's still working on the diagnosis, I'm sure. I'm reasonably
sure. It's been a number of years now.
I don't think she's come to any kind of conclusion.
Exactly.
Even yet.
Now, as far as what Tyler addressed, one of the caveats of this research is that the drugs are administered with psychological support. When that is removed,
right.
Studies found the benefits were minimal and in rare cases may even worsen mental health symptoms.
Yeah, they got to guide you through your trip.
By
right?
psychological support, is that a medical professional?
In this case, yes.
Or just,
a dude you're taking it with.
Support of family members.
No, a support of someone who can guide you through this and get your brain to a place where you are working on the problems that brought you there in the first place.
Yeah, not just
hanging out, dude.
Check this out.
Yeah, this is my favorite part.
Check this out. Listen to that note. Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Picking up the needle, moving it back. That guy ain't going to help you at all.
What is Special K? Is that ketamine?
Yeah.
And what does ketamine do to you?
I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with ketamine. However,
isn't it a tranquilizer?
That's one of those. Oh, that's right. It's a horse tranquilizer.
Yeah,
or it's an animal tranquilizer.
Yeah, that's right.
And you hear that, you know, if you do that, you know, again, that is something that in the proper setting can be helpful as well.
Yeah. A horse tranquilizer, really?
Yeah.
Does it calm the horse down, puss, from the
microdose.
Farm?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Does it keep the horse from kicking?
Enough.
According to Trinity on one of the Twitter notes here, there's a doctor in Lincoln that does Special K treatments for depression.
Probably real busy last couple of years since the football team sucks.
20.
They're going to get better, by the way. Of course they will, but last couple of years have been rough. A lot of Special K been prescribed in Lincoln last couple of years.
Well, you think they could just talk it through?
You think you could. It's just a college football game.
It's
just relax.
A matter of time before Frost gets all his guys in there.
Yeah.
We can't imagine that Scott Frost will do a bad job.
No, he's a good coach. He's a good coach.
He's a decent coach. Right. So, yeah, you'll probably lay off the Special K for a little while. give him another season.
Sorry I went there. It was just too easy. It's like a fat girl joke. It's just too easy. Sorry. Craig, what do you say when I'm sorry? When I say I'm sorry?
He's not.
Oh, that.
Come on, jump on that.
He's not.
No, see, I believed you that time.
I kind of.
Why?
I always believe it.
I don't. Know.
Right. There was a touch of sincerity in that.
There kind
of
was.
I was with
it. There kind of was, because we love our listeners in Lincoln and Omaha and Wichita, all you guys.
If he says I'm sorry with a microphone in front of his face, he's not.
I believed it.
Yeah, that's a good
off
point.
The air, 50-50.
I believed it.
You got me wrong. Or you got me right.
I think they nailed it.
All right. So there's a girl in Lincoln that can prescribe you some Special K. I don't think you need a horse tranquilizer.
A doctor in Lincoln.
I don't think you need that.
Give you the Special K treatment. Hey, you got depression, and nothing's helping it.
Well,
you try anything, don't you?
I would think so, but I'm talking about you personally. I think you're fine, you know?
Oh, I don't think I need to go to that extreme.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.